The U.S. Trade Representative has responded to concerns by industry over a plan to impose fees designed to boost the U.S. shipbuilding industry. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. On Thursday, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative published revisions to proposed port service fees designed to revitalize the U.S. shipbuilding industry. China controls nearly one-fifth of the world's shipping containers, and the country has expanded its control over global ship manufacturing and logistics. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains concerns with the original port service fee proposal.
In February of this year, USTR proposed a plan to restore American shipbuilding back to prominence and really to combat the efforts from China in dominating the maritime industry. And quite honestly, some of these aspects of the proposed plan were very concerning to USMEF, not only in regards to potential higher costs in general, but one of the key components of that would be relatively high fees imposed on ocean vessels every time these ships stopped at any U.S. port of call. So not only would these fees be passed on to cargo owners through the higher shipping fees, but one of another concerns was that there would be potential service reductions in some of the key ports. One of those key ports being Oakland, which just so happens to be one of the highest volume ports for a high quality chilled U.S. beef import going into the Asian markets.
Initially, USTR had proposed a $1.5 million flat fee for every port of call for Chinese ships. After USTR convened a two-day public hearing, receiving nearly 600 public comments and consulting with government agency experts, they decided to revise the port service fee plan.
USTR, in fact, did listen to the industry and the concerns that we had. Anything that adds cost to the process is always a concern, but compared to the original proposal, we are very encouraged by these improvements that USTR has made to the proposed plan.
Some of those revisions included stating that they will no longer impose fees on every port call, and the revised plan also eases the burden on smaller vessels serving markets such as Central America and Colombia.
The USTR last week released a revised structure of their plan, which we feel is a large improvement over where we started. First of all, the fees will be assessed on a per voyage basis versus a port of call basis. And also a maximum of 5 times per year is all that any given vessel could be charged. So definitely an improvement from where we were. In addition, there will be a fee assessment schedule based on net tonnage versus on charging a flat fee for every port of call. Lastly, in the same category, there's a improvement in the sense that some of the shorter haul routes into key destinations such as Central America and Colombia, for example, on U.S. beef and pork, the schedule is much more attractive in terms of fees. And a lower per pound basis impact. So we're very encouraged that USTR has made these adjustments.
Along with the fees on ships at port, there will also be restrictions on transporting U.S. liquefied natural gas as well. Those fees are meant to incentivize construction of U.S.-built liquefied natural gas ships. Again, hearing from U.S. Meat Export Federation and CEO Dan Hallstrom on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman.